الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا. In this ayat we read that way Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to respect the various shi'ar, the various signposts and clear signs of Islam. Amongst them was first the shi'arullah, which are the Kaaba, Sharif, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Mina, all the great signs of Allah Ta'ala and many more also. And then Shahrul Haram, the Ashur-e-Khurum, the 4 months that are sacred. That is also very important that we be aware of them and the rulings which apply to them. And then with regard to the Qurbani animal, and particularly that Qurbani animal which has been identified, there is a clear identification on it that it is for Qurbani. Now the next which Allah Ta'ala says you must respect is that وَلَا آمِّنَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ اور نہ آنے والوں کو حرمت والے گھر کی طرف. And those people who go towards the honorable house, that is the hajis who go and make haj, يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, ڈھونڈتے ہیں فضل اپنے رب کا. They seek the pleasure of us, the pleasure of Allah, the kindness of Allah, wa ridwana, aur uski khushi, and the happiness of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. This ayah particularly at the beginning refers to the non-Muslims, to the mushrikeen. They regarded themselves the mushriks of Makkah, that they are on millat Ibrahim, that they followed the religion of Ibrahim alayhislam, however distorted and wrong. Like the Jews and Christians claim themselves to be also Ahle Kitab, but they are totally distortion. They haven't got the right view. So like that, the Mushriks of Makkah, the people of Arabia and surrounding areas, they should also go and make Umrah and make Hajj. And they should seek thereby, as the Quran Sharif says, according to their thinking, the pleasure of Allah and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, even with regard to them, when the animals are not to be interfered with and nothing, then for human beings, how much more? Though they were non-Muslims, but the Quran Sharif at that stage said that even for them, to anyone who wants to go for Hajj, who wants to go for Umrah, do not block them in any way, respect and honor them in every way. However, when the ayat was revealed, إِنَّمَا الْمُشْرِكُونَ نَجَسٌ فَلَا يَقْرَبُوا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ بَعْدَ عَامِهِمْ هَذَا, when the ayat was revealed that the mushriks are full of dirt and filth, and they have got kufr and shirk in their heart, and from now they are not permitted to in the haram. Since that time, they were in the haramain, sharifain, the non-Muslims were not permitted at all. So then this permission that was granted before was now stopped. Even before, when this permission was there, then it was for the people who are going for Hajj and Umrah in their distorted version to please Allah Ta'ala, but not their idols or their idol worship. That was not condoned at any time at all, or any wrong beliefs. So today also we should see that people want to go for Hajj and Umrah, especially for Hajj, there are so many regulations and so many rules. The Quran Sharif says, don't stop anyone who wants to go for Hajj and Umrah, let them go. And don't be any cause of hindering and stopping the Hajj and the Umrah. And Allah Ta'ala's system is that Allah will accommodate all the people. And today there are organizations in place to which limit the people who want to go for Hajj especially. And they control them in so many ways. They are controlled in many ways. Whereas Hajj was such an ibadat that at one time even for the non-Muslims who go there, India started view to go and make Hajj, don't stop them also. And today the Muslims are being also, their hindrance are being put, and blockages are put in their way. May Allah Ta'ala let us revert to the true teachings of Deen, bless us all with the true Iman and with the true teachings of Quran and Hadith, and let us practice accordingly. And that is within ourselves, how much we can do, we should do. How much we can correct our Iman on the being of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is the sole doer of everything, and that we should engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.